So you guys, I'm sure most of you have heard that the CEO of United Healthcare was shot down in New York City. Heard a lot of theories on why people think it's happened. Who knows exactly what happened, but I did a little bit of research and I found some very interesting things. And it's honestly shocking, and it's something that I've been talking about for over a year. So I want to start with the video of the guy. So a lot of people are comparing this dude to the Jackal. There's a new show. I forget where it is. I watched it. It's actually pretty good. But they think he's like a contract killer or an assassin or something like that. Here's what I will say to that. The guy clearly did not cycle a ton of rounds through this gun. Did the homework as far as which ammo worked best with the suppressor he's using, because his gun jams pretty much after every shot. I'm not sure exactly what the malfunction was. It probably was a feeding issue based on what I can see, but who knows? Maybe the casings weren't ejecting. It could be 15 million different things. But as far as like, oh man, this guy was some contracted dude, I don't know. It's hard to believe that. That being said, let's watch the video here. So this guy puts him down. It seems like it's for sure targeted. He doesn't care about the woman just sitting right there watching. Doesn't care about a witness, which is also weird because the NYPD got pictures of his face. And I got to tell you, it just seems a little bit sloppy. He did a very good job as far as covering his face up at every point except for, I don't know, when they saw him on camera. He didn't go behind an alley to change before he did this. Just seems a little bit off. But after this shooting, he got on a bike, electric bike, and he just kind of rode off into the sunset. And people are continuing to ask, well, man, did someone just have a beef with this guy? I don't know. He seems like a very normal dude to me. Then again, if you saw Epstein just walking on the side of the street, he probably looked like a normal guy too. But in reality, he was flying kids out to his island and boning them. So no, it's not normal by any means of the word. So like I said in the beginning, I did a little bit of digging. And this guy, like we said, was the CEO of United Healthcare, one of the biggest insurance companies in the country. I'm sure some of you know where I'm going with this. What do insurance companies do? What are their business models? Their business model is to get as many premiums as possible, meaning as many people to pay a certain amount of money per month. And then when it comes to claims, try to deny as many as they can in order to become more profitable. That's an insurance company in about 10 seconds of explaining it. So then I went online and I just kind of did a little bit of research as far as United Healthcare and how they are with claims. And I got to tell you, it's shocking. Claim denial rates by insurance companies. The average is 16%. So if 100 people make a claim, 16 people are denied coverage. That is a lot. That is a lot of people. And people are wondering why insurance companies get such a bad rap. What makes more sense is like, one, maybe one out of 1,000 people are paying for insurance. If you're denying that many people, something seems to be wrong. But once again, that's how insurance companies make money. So Kaiser's at 7, Oscar's at 12, Ambetter's at 14. I don't even know half of these names. Blue Cross Blue Shield 17, Cigna 18, Molina 19, Aetna 20, CareSource 20, Anthem 23, Medica 27, and then United Healthcare at the top at 32%. That is outrageously high. Now, I have a personal experience with this whole thing in terms of me going to the ER for something called cauda equina. No, I'm not a horse. I've discussed this before, but I have a lot of back injuries from rodeoing. But one day, I had a really bad flare-up to the point where my legs were starting to get numb. My actual joint down there started to get numb. And it's a condition called cauda equina. Now, I went to the ER and they pretty much put me at the front of the line, because if you don't take care of this, you will lose your legs. You'll become paralyzed. They won't amputate them, but you'll become paralyzed from the waist down. Anyways, it ended up not being that. I was in so much pain from my back that everything else felt numb to me. I don't know if any of you have experienced that, but that was the situation. Anyways, my insurance company tried to deny the claim. They tried to tell me that the services that I got for the symptoms I had were not medically necessary. Now, the actual ER and the insurance companies are very, very different in terms of how they handle certain situations. If I truly had cauda equina and the ER didn't make damn sure I didn't, that's a huge liability for them. I could have sued them to high heaven if they were like, oh no, we're not gonna do a CAT scan. Oh no, we're not gonna do an MRI. We don't think you have this. Just walk it off, brother. No, they have to do it. And that's where insurance companies screw people, is they say, no, we don't agree with that. Anyways, long story short, I personally got them to cover it after a long process. But I also understand how angry it can make people. In my opinion, that's why this dude got shot. The dude who shot him probably personally had a claim denied, or a relative, or saw the numbers, and then saw what this dude is making a year and got pissed off. This dude was making almost $10 million a year. And I'm willing to bet that some of those numbers and bonuses and incentives are related to the company's bottom line. Now, over the past year, I've been talking about something similar. A concealed carry company out there called USCCA denied a claim of Kayla Giles. We still don't know what happened with Alan Coley, even though my opinion is that they denied his claim, got called out for it, and then tried to cover it up. But people get pissed. This isn't something people joke around about. This isn't something that people like to deal with. They pay you money in order for you to cover them. And unfortunately for this situation, the dude got killed, most likely because of this. Now, during the whole situation with USCCA, I decided to stop working with them over it. And I decided to work with attorneys on retainer. They're the best in the industry, hands down. They just covered a guy who was in a self-defense shooting. I don't know if you guys have seen that video. I posted it a couple of days ago. Truly a miraculous story. But the difference between attorneys on retainer is you get a legitimate law firm. You know who is making the decisions. It's not some bean counter behind a computer who could be anti-gun, who could be incentivized by denying your claim. This is a law firm. They have attorneys already on salary. They're already paying people to cover you. They cover bail coverage. They cover everything up and until your trial, questioning. They cover your trial, expert witnesses. And if you take a deal or for some reason you lose, they aren't required by law to have something in their contract like these insurance companies do that says we have the right to recoup the money because we can't insure a criminal act. What's a criminal act? When a court deems that you've broken the law and you were convicted, that's a criminal act. So, as always, I ask my sponsors to give you guys an incredible deal. AOR is giving you $50 off your individual signup fee. There's going to be a link and code below the video. Go sign up. Join the AOR family. But as far as this situation with the United Healthcare guy goes, maybe, I don't know, you should have covered more claims. Just a thought.